Today I want to discuss the next few simanim for the Leil HaSeder, starting with Rochza, washing our hands before eating the matzah on Seder night. This time we wash our hands with a bracha. However, the Bi'ur Halacha in Sim Tafayin Hay, also the Shulchan Aruch Harav, they in Sim Tafayin Hay, Se'if Bet, point out that if you wash your hands for Urchatz, and you're certain that your hands haven't come into contact with anything dirty, haven't touched any part of your body which is usually covered, so then strictly speaking, you don't need to do another washing. So even though we do, nevertheless, one wouldn't say a bracha over this washing, because strictly speaking, you don't need to do it. So some people make sure to go to the bathroom, whatever, before Rochza, so that they can say a bracha. Others will make sure to hear the bracha from somebody else and say amen. But interestingly, one can get this paradoxical situation where even though all the Haggadot say the first time we wash our hands without a bracha and the second time we wash with a bracha, you could actually end up on Seder night washing neither time with a bracha. We then come to Hamotzi. We say the bracha of Hamotzi over all three matzot which are in front of us. That's because we need two shleimot, two complete matzot for Lechem Mishnah. Then we place down the bottom matzah and we say the bracha of Al-Achilat Matzah over the top two matzot, the full one and the broken one. And then the Shulchan Aruch says that you eat a kazayit from each one together. So why do we need to eat a kazayit from each matzah? This is because we're not quite sure which one we said the bracha of al-achilat matzah over. There's a machloket in the Rishonim. According to Rashi and Tosot, the most Rishonim, the bracha of al-achilat matzah is on the broken matzah, whereas according to Rabbein Chananel and the Ravan, it's actually on the complete matzah. So therefore, we eat a kazayit from each of them. The Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean that you eat a kazayit from both of them together? It means that you stuff your mouth full of matzah, two kazaitim, kazayit from the top matzah and a kazayit from the middle matzah, and then you swallow them. But he says you don't need to swallow both kazaitim in one go. You can swallow first one kazayit and then the other kazayit. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, doesn't seem to like this idea of stuffing your mouth full of two kazaitim of matzah. It'd be very difficult and perhaps not particularly polite. He says what it means is that you have to eat a kazayit from each of them, and usually you have to eat a kazayit tokadei achilat pras, which is in the period of about 4 minutes. So on Seder night, you should eat both of these kazaitim tokadei achilat pras in the space of 4 minutes, and you shouldn't have any breaks. You shouldn't eat half a kazayit and then wait a bit, and then another half a kazayit and wait a bit, etc. It should be one continuous eating. In any event, according to all the poskim, that even if you only ate one kazayit and you ate it tokadei achilat pras, so you fulfilled your obligation. It's worth pointing out this notion of eating two kazaitim for motzi matzah, in actual fact, won't apply to everybody. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, brought in Sefer Halichot Shlomo, points out that it only applies to people who've got the three matzot in front of them. But if you don't have three matzot in front of you, so in any event, where are you going to get your kazayit of matzah from? Just from matzot, which are somewhere on the table or on the sideboard, whatever, and brought to the table for the purpose so that everybody can have a kazayit of matzah. So then you haven't got from the bracha kazayit of hamotzi, the matzah of hamotzi and the matzah of al-achilat matzah. You've just got a kazayit of matzah. So that's all you need to have, plus a little bit from the top matzah because of to fulfill the requirement of Lechem Mishnah. You have to eat the matzah leaning, and if you didn't lean, then you're going to have to eat it again. It's also worth pointing out that the Shita of the Rambam, Perek Chet Halacha Chet of Hilchot Matzah Chametz Matzah, is that you dip the matzah in the charoset. We don't do that, and that's the Shita of the Rambam. We then come on to the Maror. Shabbat Hagadol, my full shiur is going to be on the details of the Maror, so we won't cover all of them now, but just to point out that Maror Bisman Hazeh is actually Dravanan, because there's no Korban Pesach. Nevertheless, we still need to eat a kazayit of it. You dip it in the charoset, and then you shake the charoset off. Sometimes you see people, they scoop up a whole load of charoset with their Maror. That's not correct. You can eat as much charoset as you want afterwards, but the Maror should only be dipped into the charoset. You don't need to lean when you're eating the Maror, but if you want to, you're allowed to do so. Then we have the Korech, the Hillel sandwich, as we call it, because of the view of Hillel that the Pesach Matzah and Maror had to be eaten mamash together. Most people, they say, oh, it's a sandwich. So they put the Maror in between two pieces of matzah. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan say to do. However, that's very clumsy. You get crumbs everywhere. A few years ago, it occurred to me that could make an inside-out sandwich much tidier. Take your matzah, and if you're using lettuce, so then you can wrap your lettuce round the matzah. It will hold it all together. It'll have far fewer crumbs. So I started doing that, and then I discovered in the Sefer Chinuch Siman Kaf Gimel, that's exactly what he says to do. Obviously, if you're using horseradish, you can't do that. The Shulchan Aruch says you should dip the korek into charoset. The Ramah says you shouldn't dip it. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that the minhag is not to dip it, but the correct thing to do is to dip it. The Mishnah Berurah also says the correct thing to do is to dip it. Aval heichid nahug nahug. The different minhag in different places, and whatever you do is correct. The Shulchan Aruch also says that because you've said the bracha aval achilat matzah on everything, the matzah, and perhaps the correct way to eat the matzah is together with the maror, so it's correct not to speak from the time you say bracha balachinat matzah until you've eaten the korech. But that's not critical. The chatzkila one should, of course, be careful like that. If one spoke, it doesn't matter. Ad kan.